It seemed to take forever to walk across the bridge. Donnie felt as if his feet were okay with the task, but his heart was throwing out an anchor. He paused halfway across and looked back. Behind him was a million miles of bad road that led from here all the way back to Afghanistan and Iraq. He was amazed he'd made it this far home. Donnie always figured he'd die on a cot in some dinky aid station in the ass end of nowhere, way the hell out on the big sand. God knows the world had tried to kill him enough times. He touched the row of healed-over scars that were stitched diagonally from left hip to right shoulder. 5 rounds. Should have died in the battle. Should have died in the evac helicopter. Should have died in the field hospital. Lost enough blood to swim home. The dead flesh of the scars was numb, but the muscle and bone beneath it remembered the pain. And beneath that suffering flesh, a heart that had ached to come back home, when there was a home to come back to. Now, that heart was beating a warning tattoo as if to say, "This is not your home anymore, soldier. This isn't home." All the way here, with every mile, with every step, he wondered why, after all these years away, he was coming back here at all. He closed his eyes and felt the river wind blow damp across his cheeks. The house he grew up in wasn't even his anymore. Attorneys and real estate agents had sold it for him. His parents' stuff, his sister's stuff, and everything he'd left behind when he joined the army had either gone to the Salvation Army or into storage. Donnie realized he didn't even know where the key was for that. A lawyer had sent it to him, but he gave himself a rough pat-down, but he didn't have any keys at all. No keys, no change in his pockets, not even a penknife to pry open the storage bin lock. Shit. He turned and looked back, as if he could see where he'd left all that stuff. Did someone clip him on the bus? Was it on the nightstand of that flea-bag motel he'd slept in? How much was gone? He patted his left rear pocket and felt the familiar lump of his wallet, tugged on the chain to pull it out. He opened it and stared at the contents. Stared for a long time. Donnie felt something on his cheeks and his fingers came away wet. "Why the fuck are you crying, asshole?" he demanded. He didn't know how to answer his own question. Slow seconds fell like leaves around him. A car came rumbling across the bridge, driving fast, rattling the timbers. Crappy old Grand Jeep Cherokee that looked so much like the one Jim used to drive, it tore a sob from his chest. Sunlight blazed off the windshield so he couldn't see the driver. Just as well. Maybe that meant the driver couldn't see a grown man standing on the fucking bridge, crying his eyes out. "You pussy," he told himself. The car faded in the sun's glare on the other side, but Donnie could hear the tires crunching on gravel for a long time. Donnie sniffed back the tears, shoved his wallet back into his pocket, took a steadying breath, and then raised his head, resolved to get this shit done. He crossed the bridge, paused only for a moment at the end of the span, and stepped onto the road. In Pine Deep. Home.